Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. We're talking about this hour, the coronavirus and the corona panic. Class, the corona panic is real. The supply chain is broken. Automotive batteries are going dead all over the country. And the reason is people are not driving their cars. So the batteries aren't being recharged. If you want to buy a substandard Chinese-manufactured battery charger, you can still buy one on the Internet. But if you want to buy a quality USA-manufactured battery charger of, let's say, 40 years ago, you will now be seeing them for sale on the Internet to between 2 and 4X what they cost when they were brand new 40 years ago. Don't believe me? I suggest you go to eBay for yourself and look up used battery chargers, used automotive battery chargers. You'll see it for yourself. You won't believe how much they cost. A quality battery charger by Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X, is selling for as much as $300, the kind I have in our automotive shop, the best in the world, $300. That's crazy. Captain John, back to you.
Well, there's so much, it's sometimes hard to even decide where to begin on this. I do want to mention the name Chris Martinson. I first became aware of him over a decade ago when he put out the Crash Course series. His YouTube channel is Peak Prosperity. And Chris is not an alarmist, but he does believe in preparing and taking action. And in fact, one of the things he's doing is creating a garden, which is one of the best things you can be doing right now. When he first put out an alert back in January that got my attention, and then he started making regular videos, he's now just doing an update twice a week for coronavirus. And in one of those early videos, he talked about masks, which I should also mention that Chris has a Ph.D. in pathology from Duke. That is a medical degree. So, you know, while I could go out and find information on the Internet and be able to muddle through the summaries a little bit, I don't have the background to understand what's good information and what's bad information. And this world where the science has been politicized, it's very important to find somebody that can help you wade through that. And he does a great job of explaining the medical side of things. And he also knows what questions should be asked, even if we don't know what the answer is right now. Well, he talked about how when you're in the operating room, you know, you have the surgical team wearing the masks, and they're not doing that because they're afraid of catching something from the patient. When they have the patient open, the insides are sterile. What they're doing is protecting the patient from the staff because they don't want to infect them. And if you're trying not to infect yourself, you're in a critical environment. And of course, if you're working with bioweapons, you really suit up and go to extreme measures. But in our world here, about the best we can do is the N95 or better masks, and that cuts down on what gets true to you and your mouth and nose, which is, you know, 2/3 of the mucous membranes on your head that you have to worry about. The one that's not being talked about is the eyes, and I believe that's where a lot of surprise infections come from, because, you know, the people that do wear masks, and again, masks somewhat protect you. They're not a great defense for you, but when somebody else talks or sneezes or coughs, all those droplets and aerosols that would have gone into the air, most of those get caught by the mask. So between everybody, you know, getting on the receiving end wearing masks, it greatly cuts down the transmission of this virus. And I didn't include a link for this, but if you can find a site that has the graphs of new cases, the countries that wear masks, you see a track as an inverted V. The cases go up, and then they go down. When you see countries that don't do that, like the United States and Russia and Brazil, it goes up and stays there. And if you go to the Johns Hopkins tracking site and you look, and it's almost identical whether you look at the total or the United States, on the linear chart, this thing has never stopped going up. It's at least not going exponential right now. When you go to the log, which measures the exponential growth, we have flattened that out a bit, but it's still on the positive side, which is a negative. And for the world, it hasn't even been flattened quite as much. So that's why masks matter. And the first link there, more than half of COVID cases caught the virus from someone who was not showing any symptoms. And that's one of the big problems we have right now. People think they're just fine. They'll go without masks, and then surprise, surprise, surprise. And that gets into the second link, birthday surprise. This is a story out of North Texas here. Family shaken after 18 relatives test positive for COVID-19 after a surprise birthday party. This started on May 30th when just a single relative who didn't know they were infected attended this birthday party. They in turn infected 7 other family members. And those 7 family members contracted and spread the virus to 10 other relatives. This virus is real. You know, it's worldwide. And I am simply amazed by the people that think, you know, this is just an American thing. It's just a political thing. It's not real. You know, when it comes to the numbers, yeah, it's really hard, even in normal times, to track things accurately. And it's true that we'll never have exact numbers. There's some fatalities that are attributed to coronavirus that aren't. There's some fatalities that are attributed to something that was actually caused by coronavirus. But in general, those are probably going to come fairly close to canceling themselves out. And I also want to make sure that you understand this isn't going to go out and kill everybody. And that's where so much is going on in the discourse. And I probably ought to talk about one of the things Chris talked about in his last video. When you talk about fatality rates, there's three different measures. One is the mortality rate. That is the deaths divided by population, and that's going to be a very low number. You have the infection fatality rate. That's the people infected, you know, deaths divided by number of people infected. And that's a medium number. Then there's the case fatality rate. That's the cases, the diagnosed cases. So you take the deaths divided by diagnosed cases, and I'll show you how to see how where that's tracking. And it irritates me to no end to see these people trying to come up with a mortality rate, dividing deaths by population, and comparing that to the case fatality rate of flu. You have to compare case fatality rate to case fatality rate. Otherwise, you're measuring apples and horses. It's just ridiculous. And here in America, we are tracking very close to an 11% case fatality rate compared to a 0.1 case fatality rate for the seasonal flu. So when you look at it, that means that this virus is over 100 times more deadly than the seasonal flu. And, that's how serious it is. And I know we're getting ready to head to a break soon. One of the things we're getting to is there's starting to be a little bit more discussion on it, but what hasn't been talked about a lot is what is recovered. Just because you recover from the virus doesn't mean that you're well. And while you might not spread the virus, this virus does some very, very nasty things to the body. And it's like I say, this is not going to be over soon. Last time I put up some wiki articles on the common cold and coronavirus. The coronavirus, the first human one was identified, I believe it was 1965. By the end of the 20th century, they knew of four of them, and that's where normalcy went away. This century, we've had three more coronaviruses, SARS, MERS, and this virus. And if you go check out Chris Martinson's channel there about a month ago, he had two videos that talked about the genetics in this virus. It talks about what a mutation is versus what an insertion is. This virus has code inserted in it, and that makes this virus unlike any other coronavirus. Nothing in the family tree has what was inserted there. That code is entirely new, and that's part of what we're dealing with. And as we look at the risks of getting the virus, one of the things that you'll end up finding is inflammation is a factor. And once you've got the virus and get over it, it has inflammatory effects on the body.
Captain John Reagan, I just want to give you a... Captain John Reagan, I just want to tell you that I'm experiencing frame loss here on the digital link. I may end up getting knocked off. I've been knocked off many, many times during this broadcast. So please continue without me if I do get...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Last weekend, President Trump did the dumbest thing that I can think of, given our current infectious environment. He insisted on a rally, a campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As a result, dozens of Secret Service agents are under self-quarantine. Two tested positive for the corona infection. Captain John, please continue.
Yes, there's nothing more dangerous than being inside with people. The scare of touching surfaces and getting infected, even the CDC made an announcement right before the weekend last month, the holiday weekend, and they said that, you know, while it can happen, that's not the main transmission vector. And you know, this is a virus, not a bacteria. It can't grow outside the body. And the way you get it primarily is from other people. And you get it from the droplets or aerosols that come out of your mouth. So I think everybody knows about sneezing and coughing, but it's even just talking. You know, you're seeing, like I say, the sports figures, you know, coming down with coronavirus because they're out there, they're working hard, they're breathing hard, and that helps spread the virus, even if they're outside. But, and I had found my article, but I went to the link, and it's no longer on MSN, but in the early days, there was a church up in the Northwest, I forget if it was Washington or Oregon, that had a choir practice. and they practiced social distancing. They did not wear masks for singing. And it turns out, I think it was like a 45-minute rehearsal, and somebody had the virus, and they ended up with double-digit numbers infected, and at the time the article was written, two deaths. And still people don't think this stuff is real. So morbidities matter. You know, this isn't going to kill everyone. And this is based on information in Italy. And you scroll down that article, you'll get to a couple of tables that are kind of ugly. It's kind of hard to make tables look good. So the one I'm looking at is the second table. It compares patients with one or two health conditions versus three or more. The fatality rate, if you have three or more conditions, is over 15%. Now, if you don't have any conditions, the fatality rate drops to about 3%. That's still 30 times higher than your seasonal flu, but it's not as bad as 15%. 15%, you know, that's a great percentage if you're playing the lotto. But when it's life or death and your chance of dying is 15%, that's not so good. Imagine going to a stadium and everybody there has three or more conditions, and there's 100,000 people going into the stadium and only 85,000 come out. That's what we're talking about. I've got a link for the demographics in the U.S., cases and deaths broken down by ethnicity, by age groups, and it's interesting to see that the cases by age group, the bulk of them are the 50 to 64 age group, but the deaths, you can see them start to kind of increase from like 30 to 39 age to the 40 to 49 age. It doubles, but then it really takes off.
Captain John, yes. I'd like to repeat what I mentioned before. I have been knocked off the broadcast sections at a time. So if I am not there, and if you say, you know, if you ask me to respond and I'm not there, it's because I'm not there. So please continue without me. I will do my best to stay connected.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines on our visitors down to places like Florida. And today, they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we thought one of the best things we could do was see if we could prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to 9 states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to push a sweeping police reform bill they've authored that the House will be voting on this evening. Opening a Capitol event this morning, California Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass said it aims to end police brutality and will transform police departments across the United States. Democrats in the Senate blocked action on a Republican police reform bill late yesterday, a bill they say is woefully inadequate towards making actual changes. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issued the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have claimed that the program, like that one, existed but was ended in 2012. The Intelligence Committee has now directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days. AAA says Americans will hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic. The Auto Club expecting a travel decline overall of about 15% from last year, mainly because of reduced air travel, but it says that road trips in the U.S. will dip only slightly this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, you just heard it. Bottom of the hour news. AAA says that Americans will hit the roads this summer despite the coronavirus. Those people hitting the roads are the poster children for the spread of the coronavirus. Americans are looking dumber by the second. And the Europeans don't want the Americans traveling to Europe. They're blocking our travel. They're banning our travel. Good for them. They should. Captain John?
I'll make a slight detour here. You know, all the efforts going on to taking people's temperature, it's so ridiculous. And let me break this down for you. Of the people that have the virus, about half are asymptomatic. About 30% have mild symptoms, a mild case, and 20% those are the ones that are severe enough, they need to be hospitalized, and then a smaller fraction of that have to have, you know, ICU type care. Well, of those 20%, based on a report out of China, less than 40% had a fever. So while fever is a common symptom, not even half the people show that. And I saw another report where those that do have a fever only have a fever for a few days. So you can still have the virus and get over your fever. But those 20% are probably going to be in the hospital, so you're not going to be checking their temperature, you know, out and about anyway. So of those 30% that have mild symptoms, and I don't have a number for this, so I'm just going to say if people that had the more severe problems had less than 40%, let's call it 20% for those. So of those, if you had 100 people with the virus, you know, the 30 in that category, 20% of that is 6 people. And obviously the asymptomatic have no symptoms, including fever. So of those 80 people out and about, only 6 would be having a fever. That works out to 7.5%. You know, less than 10% of the people would present with a fever. So you're missing more than 90% of the people. And like I already covered in that other article, that's where a lot of the spread comes from, because you don't have symptoms. And that's why you have to wear the mask, because you don't even know if you're sick. Let's go to the U.S. CFR. That's the case fatality rate here. You don't have to do any math. It brings it up to date. And once the pandemic is over, the way this is figured is you take the deaths divided by the number of cases. Well, right now, it's not over. So what we have to do is look at the closed cases. And of the closed cases, you have recovered and you have deaths. So the way the math works is the deaths divided by deaths plus discharge, and at the end that equals total cases. Now, there's a link there on closed cases that says show graph. And way back in March, we were seeing a case fatality rate of over 50%. And then that tracks down. And if you ever had calculus, and calculus one, you get into limits. But the longer this goes on, the closer that number is going to be to what the final number is. So we're tracking a little under 11%. That doesn't use decimals in this report, so it rounds it up to 11%. But that is what the case fatality rate is. What's really bad, you may already know that COVID damages lungs. And this next article, they have a picture in there that if you didn't know that what you're looking at was a lung, you just couldn't guess it. It's horrible the way it looks. And that's, you know, not the half of it. The next link is the one I called recovery. And if we have time, we'll get into here and talk about some of these. Otherwise, I highly recommend you go there and read what's happening to people out there. And this is out of SF Gate, San Francisco. What they don't tell you about surviving COVID-19, recovered doesn't mean healthy again. The next one, it's the inflammation. And what we're seeing with the morbidities, things like diabetes, heart disease, obesity, obesity, all of these things are inflammatory in nature. And for whatever reason, when you have that inflammatory nature going on in your system, you're more susceptible to severe cases. And some of that depends on the amount of virus you get infected with. And again, this is where masks come into play. If you do get infected, you probably had a smaller amount of virus to begin with, and that gives you a better chance of having a mild case. But what we're seeing is once you've had this virus, especially the severe cases, you are getting damaged by additional inflammation. And the next one has 10 ways coronavirus attacks your body, attacks your brain, your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, your liver, your throat, your toes, your eyes, your skin, and we're also seeing that in children now, your intestines, and that's where your immune system primarily resides. So this virus does a number on many parts of your body. And what's surprising is, you know, we think of this of having started sometime in December in China, and then it came over to the U.S. and also spread other places. Well, it turns out Italy, you know, tests its sewer water, and the sample that they took in Milan and Turin, that they found coronavirus in that, which means that it had already spread to Italy as early as last December. I haven't included it here, but one of the suspicious things back in October, there was an area around that famous lab that for just like a week or two, there were no cell phone signals from that area. So, I don't know if we'll ever know the truth, but the suspicion is that's when the incident occurred, and China kept it under wraps until they couldn't keep it under wraps anymore. And then in January, you know, if you were paying attention to the news, the whole world knew. The next article, breathing or talking, may be the most common way coronavirus is spread. Besides droplets, you have aerosolization. I saw three reports from different universities. Those were not peer-reviewed at the time, confirming that. Since then, there's been another one from a different university that has been peer-reviewed. So it is known that this virus spreads by aerosol. It's not the only one that does that, but it's confirmed, but that hasn't hit the mainstream yet. And this gets into the worst place that you can go in public, and that is a bathroom. You have an enclosed area. It's already been shown that the virus is in the stool, because when you get below the belt, you have mucous membranes down there from, you know, whatever holes you have. I have not seen any confirmation that it's in the urine, but it could be. But in the poo, it's definitely there. And when you flush, especially in public restrooms where you can't put a lid down, it aerosolizes that and will stick in the air for at least a few minutes, you know, 10, 20, maybe even 30. And if somebody has diarrhea, it probably even spreads more into the air. So to go into a restroom, number one, you need a good mask. If you have a N95, that's great. Otherwise, you look at my post from last time. It tells you how to create a mask out of the blue shop towels, which are on par with an N95. But that's not everything. You also have to have eye protection because those are mucous membranes, and that's ways a lot of doctors believe they become infected because they weren't wearing eye protection. And that virus hits your eye, and if it's enough, you end up getting a case. So you either have to have some kind of goggles or face shield if you want to go into these places and be safe. And that's, to me, the biggest part that they have not discussed yet. They are getting around to saying, yeah, we got to have the masks, but that only takes care of your nose and mouth. You've got to protect your eyes as well. The last link is a plan, and from what I can tell, this looks to be a valid PDF. It's the response plan for the federal government dated back in March. It's over 100 pages long. I just found this yesterday. I have not had time to read it. From what I can tell, it appears genuine. And if you're interested in that type of thing, you have the ability to read that document there through that link. And Vincent, did you want to comment there before we can get back to that recovery tab?
Yeah, I have a couple quick comments. So, Class, if you go to Sam's Club or Walmart as an example, and you use one of their toilets, the aerosolation of whatever you flush will reach the sink 15 to 20 feet away easily. The whole room is filled with pee and poop, aerosolized. There's no escape. Stay out of the bathrooms. I have one other short comment, John, when we come back. It's what do we do about it? And
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's what I believe is our forecast. So, Captain John, correct me if I'm speaking for you improperly, but I believe our forecast is this. As more and more people become infected, they'll be out of work. With more people out of work, more bills won't be paid, which will result in more and more people being out of work. The supply chain will continue to fail. So what do? Get food, water supplies, and defense tools while you still can. Grow your garden, can your food, learn how to do it. Everything is breaking. The insurance, banking, and service industries will continue to collapse. That's it in a nutshell. Your comments?
Yeah, and keep in mind, these are the people that get the serious cases. They spend weeks or months in the hospital. You can imagine what those bills are like, just to add insult to injury. Let me
please continue, Captain John Reagan.
We don't have a lot of time. I do want to read one of the quotes here out of that SFGate article. I'm currently in the hospital after having a heart attack caused by clotting that resulted from COVID-19. I have a stent in my heart and need to wear a heart monitoring vest at all times. Now I face months of recovery, including physical and occupational therapy. I'm only 29. These are life-changing. Got another person went into acute kidney failure, need dialysis, got skin problems. Abnormal heart rhythm, people losing control of their movements, both bowel and bladder. I'm just getting over a mild case after over 2 months. There's scarring in my lower right lung, and my stomach and digestion are a mess like never before. But I'm coughing way less and can take walks again. And by the way, this is the third time in 2 months I've gotten better. I'm just hoping it's the last and doesn't all come back again. And I do want to go back to the Wikipedia articles on the common cold. There's three different virus groups of which COVID is, coronavirus is one of them. And you look at that, and I'll ask some questions here. you know, because we're talking about, you know, one of their plans is to have herd immunity, which would take 70 to 80% of the population being infected. Well, how much of the population has had a common cold? When is that herd immunity going to kick in? The first coronavirus was identified in the 1960s, like I said. To date, there has never been a safe and effective vaccine for a coronavirus. While there could be a first time, there's a good chance that there will never be a vaccine for coronavirus. And in the video I got down there from that Chris put out last night, he talks about a new mutation to the coronavirus that makes the virus more flexible, which may make it even more infective. So you can pretend it's not real. I highly encourage you go back at least a week or two and watch Chris's videos. I've also watched John Campbell, who has a medical degree, a retired nurse teacher in the UK. He gets into a lot of what's going on in various countries. I've also occasionally watched some of the videos from the MedCram channel. That's a young doctor working at a hospital here in the U.S., and he does directly treat coronavirus patients. So if you want an education, want to stay up to date, and at least watch Chris's videos, that's the best information that I've found out there, if you can only pick one. And there's only so much we can do. If you have these conditions, a lot of these conditions can be corrected, but it can take months. Supplement-wise, vitamin D, having sufficient levels appears to help. But if you don't have your levels up by the time you catch the virus, that doesn't help you. And you should be taking vitamin C divided doses during the day.
Captain John, I want to thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us doing all the research beforehand. And if your schedule permits, I'd like you to come back whenever you can and tell us what we need to do, in your opinion, to come out the other side of this as a survivor. Captain John, as we said, this would wipe the smiles off the faces of our class, and it did. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.